and welcome to the magic of our intuition. I am Candace McKim, and I am the author of the book, Yogini's Guide, Intuition is a Choice, as well as I created a deck of oracle cards, Yogini's Guide to Intuition Oracle Cards. And so I'm here to take you on a guided meditation about connecting to our intuition. And I believe it's very important for us to stay connected to our intuition. When we do that, we really connect to our purpose, our dharma, our life path. We get into a flow of life where opportunities come to us and we intuitively make our decisions from a place of what our soul wants for us. I believe our intuition is our soul speaking to us. And so when we can stay connected to our soul and connected to these ideas, we really live in a place of fulfillment and joy and purpose and prosperity and abundance, with so many opportunities coming to us all the time. So as we begin, just start by sitting up nice and tall, as long as you're not driving. Close your eyes and just take a nice deep breath. Inhale and exhale out through the mouth. Making sure you're nice and comfortable, that you're warm, that your phone is turned off, that you're in a space that's safe and comfortable. Begin by closing your eyes. And begin with taking some nice, long, slow, deep breaths. The work I do is very much based on body, mind, and spirit. So when you're connecting to your breath, you're coming out of your head and it's bringing you into your body. And as you start to slow down, just imagine a string of energy is coming down from your pelvic floor, down through the chair that you're sitting on, down through your house, down through the earth's crust, all the way down into the center of the earth. And imagine tying a golden nugget at the end of that string of energy. So you're connected to the earth's element, but it's a string, so you're still able to sway and move with your own rhythm. The rhythm that is unique to you. Now bring your awareness up that string of energy, just pausing briefly at the root chakra, right at the base of your spine, connecting to the earth's element as well as the color red. Just seeing a circle spinning with red, beautiful emerald red color. Now bring your awareness up that string of energy, landing softly at the sacral chakra, the second chakra, 2 inches below the belly button. And you're connecting to the water element here. Water allows us to go with the flow, as well as to pause and be a still pool of water. And visualize the color orange spinning in a circle. Now bring your awareness up to the third chakra, 2 inches above the belly button, behind the organs in front of your spine. And here you're going to connect to the fire element. This is the place of our ego, a power center. It's how we show up in the world and how we're seen by others. What gets you fired up? The color is yellow. So visualize a beautiful sunrise, sunset, yellow spinning in a circle right at your solar plexus. Now bringing your awareness up that string of energy up to the heart chakra. Again, it's behind your organs in front of your spine. And here's the element of air. So take another nice deep breath. you connect to your air, to your breath. Breathing in and out, long, slow breaths. Our breath can relax our central nervous system, bringing us into a more peaceful, calm place. And here you're going to connect to the color green, a beautiful emerald green color, right in the center of your chest, spinning in a circle. Now bring your string of energy up to your throat chakra. And here we're going to connect to the element of sound. This is the place where we can sing and speak, where we listen, our place of communication. And the color is blue. So imagine the sky blue. Beautiful, beautiful, perfectly clear blue sky here, spinning in a circle. And now bring your awareness up to your third eye, between your eyebrows, but just above a little bit. And here's where we connect to the element of light, colors and shadows, vibrant light, rainbows. This is a place of our intuition and our ideas, our inspiration. And visualize the color indigo here, spinning in a circle. And now we're going to move to the crown chakra, just hovering above our head. The element here is ether, or space. So just allowing yourself to be still, just to be in this space. And the color is violet, spinning in a circle. So now imagine that string of energy is going to go up, up through your house, up through the ceiling, all the way up into the heavens, connecting to the spirit of your own understanding, to whatever your belief is about a higher power. And just connecting to that higher power, knowing that you're not alone. And asking your guides, your spirits, the entities, your guardian angels to be with you, to give you guidance. And now bring your awareness down that string of energy, all the way back down to the heart center. You can even place your hands onto your heart center. Just breathing slowly and smoothly. And in this place of stillness, just remembering when you have gotten a knowing. When did you know or feel that knowing? When you knew something instantly to be truth. Can you remember a time when you knew something instantly to be true? And how did the message show up for you? Did you get a gut instinct, your third chakra? Did you get a sensation, some warmth in your heart? Did you get some tingling in your neck or shoulders? Did you hear it? Did you hear the message? Did you visualize the experience? We all get our intuitive messages differently. Nothing's right, nothing's wrong. Did you get a sensation in your on your skin? Goosebumps. So just connecting. How did the message show up for you? Maybe your forehead was itchy. The tip of your nose, the top of your head. Maybe you got a frog in your throat. Maybe you don't know how exactly it felt in your body, but it was just something that you knew very strongly. Were you able to trust the message? Intuition is a choice, and sometimes we choose to follow it, and sometimes we choose not to. It's all perfectly okay either way. And then if you did trust it and started to follow through with it, did you get or almost get caught up in the reasoning when you started to explain it to other people? As you heard the words coming out of your mouth, did you wonder? Did you question yourself? These are the questions that we ask ourselves as we get connected to our intuition. And by developing our intuition, we can more easily get connected and stay connected to our inner guidance, that knowing, our soul. Our intuition is our soul speaking to us. So what does your soul want for you? You have the power to create the most amazing life ever for you. For you, for your family, for your community. What are you creating? And how can you stay to what your soul wants? So just staying here with this, these questions. And then whenever you're ready, take in another nice deep breath. And then I encourage you to go and journal about your intuition, that inner knowing that you have, that we all have, the guidance that we have that comes to us every day and all day long. And if you would like to develop your intuition more, I've created an online course. It's at CandiceMcKim.com, and it's Develop Your Intuition. Or if you want to delve more into your own intuition, book a session with me and we can delve into it. I can help you do card readings so that you can stay connected to your inner guidance. As you're coming out of meditation, just another deep breath and holding this with you for the rest of your day, that you are intuitive, that you are an intuitive being, and you are getting messages all the time. And those messages are from your soul, what your soul wants for you in this lifetime. Namaste.